what is Paul doing to Timothy and to us tonight? He is exhorting us about false teaching. There is a time, and I believe this is the time, where the church really needs healthy teaching. Because you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to stand true to the Word of God and defend the Word of God. When people come against it, you will speak God's Word in truth.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. It is so good to have you along with us today as we continue our study of 2 Timothy. Drawing from the Apostle Paul's final exhortation before his execution, Roel will urge you to guard against compromise in your spiritual walk. One day you'll give an account of your life before God, and if you've been diligent to obey His word, He'll reward the work you've accomplished for His kingdom. Here's Roel Reese with our study in 2 Timothy chapter 4, titled, Paul's Personal Appeal.
And we're coming to this great letter that Paul gave to us. It's literally his last letter. And if you had to write a will and testament, how would you write it to leave it for your family? Here is Paul now, and he's giving us his last words, right before Nero will take his head off. Paul the Apostle will be in the presence of the Lord very soon, and he knows it. And at the same time, Paul the Apostle has many concerns with his disciple, Timothy. And now Paul says, now Timothy, one of the greatest things that I want you to remember before I leave you is to preach the word and fulfill the ministry and be diligent and faithful to what God's given to you. Wow. That is heavy. Look what he says to him. This is now the beginning of the last words of Paul. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. He says, Timothy, I, Paul, charge you, or I solemnly witness to you, Timothy, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Notice that Paul says, without pulling any punches, he comes up and he says to Timothy, Timothy, do not forget that there is a day of judgment coming for the dead and for the living. Now, it is very important that we understand biblically that if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, even as Timothy was the believer, that those that believe in Jesus Christ and have been born again of the Holy Spirit, that there is only one day of judgment or one judgment that we will stand before the Lord. We will never stand at the white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Because that judgment is the judgment of those that have been unfaithful and untrue. And non-believers in the kingdom of God. Those that never were regenerated. Those that never became born again of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what John says. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. This is a horrible, horrible judgment. This is called the last judgment. He says in verse 11, then I saw a great white throne in him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was no place found for any of them. And I saw the dead, the small, the great, standing before God. Did you notice what he says? Every person that has ever died without the Lord and has gone to hell, one day, whether rich or poor or famous or president or whatever his position was in this world, if they didn't know Christ, they're going to stand at the white throne judgment. That's what it's called. The white throne judgment of Christ. Look what he says. He says, I saw the dead, small, great standing before God. And the books were open. What do you mean the books were open? You mean God keeps record? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. A lot of people don't know that. That God keeps records. By the way, every record that was took upon your life, for your life when you were not a believer, but you were a non-believer, and every sin, every thought, everything that you ever did, God wrote it down. When you came to Jesus Christ, your records were totally, literally destroyed, and there are no records anymore remaining. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed it and washed it once and for all. The only records that are going to be said at the white throne judgment will be from the day a person was born until the day they died. Everything they ever thought, everything they ever did will be written by God in his book. Heavy. You think about that for a moment. A lot of people think, well, when I die, you know, that's it. No, no. When you die without the Lord, man, you have nothing but misery. And judgment coming. It's a place of torment, not a place of comfort like heaven. And yet people don't realize that. And so when people stand before the Lord, imagine this, you have died, now you have your spirit, and here is the throne of God in front of you, and you're going to have to stand out of the billions of people, one by one, they will stand, and the Lord's going to say, okay, let's open the books, and here you are, and he's going to mention everything. Thing they ever did. Maybe he'll have screens, I don't know. But imagine how it's going to be for those people. Look what he says. Pretty interesting. He says, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works. Underline that. According to their works, what they did. By the things which were written in the books. And then notice the sea gave up all the dead who were in it. And the dead in hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were judged each one, second time, according to his works. According to his works. Notice that. And then death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. That's separate from hell. Separate. We don't know where the lake of fire is. But there is a lake of fire. And this is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life, notice, was cast where? Into the lake of fire. Now your question is this. How do you get your name written in the book of life? When you repent. When you come to Christ. When you receive his love, his grace, and his mercy, he forgives you. He cleanses you. He washes you. That's the non-believer. For the believer now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, this is what he says. It's really important because when you come to that place in your life and you say, well, I'm a believer. What's going to happen to me? You'll never stand at the white throne judgment, but get this, you will stand at the Bema seat of Christ. The Bema. He said, what's the Bema? The Bema is the reward judgment. The reward judgment. What do you mean? Well, according to Paul in Romans 14:10, 2 Corinthians 5:10, he says that when we stand at the Bema seat of Christ, what's going to happen is that God is going to judge you not for your sin or sins. Why? Because we were judged where? At the cross. We were judged for who? For our sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed us and washed us from all our sins. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'll show you something pretty interesting. Here in verse 11 starts. He says, for no other foundation can anybody lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold or silver or precious stones or wood or hay or straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. He's talking to believers, not non-believers. He said, in anyone's work which has built on it endures, it will receive a reward. He says, and if anyone's work is burned up, notice, he will suffer the loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as through the fire. Now, let me stop here 1 second and make sure you understand this. Let's say you go to the Bema Seat of Christ and you didn't witness, you have nothing spiritually to show, but salvation is a free gift of God given to you. That means that what? That you are going to be saved by the fire. It doesn't make you a less Christian than anybody else or believer. But it deals with, in the kingdom age, what you will be doing, you see, for Christ. That's what's really important. That what we do here is the most important thing. Why? Because we're actually investing our money, our time, everything that we do, we're investing it into the bank of heaven. You see, where nothing can be taken away. And one day when you get to heaven, the Lord is going to say, thou faithful servant, come on in. Look what I prepared for you in the kingdom age. This is what you're going to do. Remember, we're going to rule for 1,000 years in the kingdom age. And who knows what God has for us, because he doesn't tell us, in the future when the new heavens and the new earth are created. Remember? And every non-believer will be cast into the lake of fire, forever separated, and then we will start a whole new thing with Jesus Christ. That's why it's really important, even like here tonight, you're investing your time by sitting here in fellowship and in learning God's word. Why? Because you're building for the kingdom age. You're building for the future. Eternity. The most important thing. And it's really important that we understand that we're going to stand before the Lord. And then check this out. He says, and if anyone's work that he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. And if anyone's work burned up, he will suffer the loss. But he himself will be what? Saved as by the fire. You see? And then he reminds you and he says, don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? And if anyone defiles the temple of God. And what's the word temple? Two words. The first word and the only word that we use here is the holiest of holies. Your body is the holy. It's the same word as the holiest of holies in the Old Testament. If any man defiles the holiest of holies, God will destroy that person. Why? For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no one deceive you or deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. You see? To become a fool for Christ is to become wise. When you surrender, when you humble yourself before the Lord.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. If you happen to be in the Diamond Bar area this Saturday, March 14th, join Pastor Raul and other solid teachers at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs for a family conference titled Family God's Way. Through powerful Bible teaching and worship, couples and families will be encouraged to build their homes on the foundation of God's Word. Whether you've been married for decades, newlyweds, or raising children of any age, this conference offers timely biblical truths and real-life application to help your family thrive. To get more information, visit SomebodyLivesYou.com and click on the family conference graphic. Now back to more with Raul Ries.
It's so important that we understand that there is this day of judgment coming, and the Bible says that we're going to be receiving crowns. We're going to be rewarded. We're going to rule and reign in the kingdom age with Jesus Christ, depending on what we do today and tomorrow and in the future. That's why we do crusades. That's to reach more people for Christ. We teach the word of God. We want to disciple people. We want you to get involved in ushering, Sunday school, whatever, missions, whatever it is. Do something for Christ. Not that you have to do it, but do it out of a base of love. Because he loves you, because you love him. I do it because I love the Lord. Let's go back now. Look what he says. He says, I, Paul, solemnly witness or charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. So what is he assuring Timothy? Hey, the Lord is going to come, but one of the dangers before the Lord comes, there are going to be people that are going to try to take you away from the truth of God. Be careful. He says, be careful. Look what he says. Now he's going to speak to him in verse 2 of the responsibility that he has to preach the gospel. He said, preach the word. Preach the word. It's a passion in my heart to preach the word, to teach the word. It's a passion. Why? Because people need to hear about Jesus. There's too many people that are lost. And the word that he uses here to preach is to herald it. He made an announcement, you know, when in the old Roman times when the Romans built the roads and the emperor was going to come, they would go into a city and they would build these roads. And then when the emperor would come, the herald, you see, he would come and he would have a great reception coming in. That's the word that he's using here, like a herald. He says, make sure that you make the announcement. Jesus is coming. There is a hell. There is a heaven. You need salvation. You need to repent. He says, don't forget to preach the gospel. The word of God is so important. And that's why we make it our lifetime duty here to give the word of God to you, to teach it, and also to proclaim it. And what does he say? If you're going to preach the word of God, I want to remind you, be ready. Be ready. In season, when you feel like it, and when you don't feel like it. I like that. Because how many times you're up in the Lord and sometimes you're down in the Lord and there's an opportunity to share and you go, right now I don't feel like sharing. No, 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 no. In season and out of season, always be ready to give the truth. Always be ready. Opportunity will be there. How do you do that? You need to study God's word. You need to read the Bible. You need to study it, memorize it, meditate upon it. And so here Paul is giving good exhortations to Timothy because he's a young man. Timothy, make sure you preach. Make sure you're be ready in season and out of season. And check this out. And when you do that, this is what the word of God will do. It will convince. Notice, it will persuade. It will bring people to an agreement. And secondly, it will rebuke. It will rebuke. Notice, expressing one's stern disapproval. And thirdly, it will exhort. And notice, with all longsuffering and teaching or doctrine. Timothy, make sure you stay to the word. Because what you're going to do, Timothy, as you're preaching God's word, you're going to be able to convince. You're going to be able to rebuke. You're going to be able to exhort. But everything is done with all long suffering and doctrine. Notice that. And doctrine. You're giving the people the truth about God's word. And the word of God will do its work in the hearts of the people. Just like he's done in our hearts. That's what's so beautiful about God's word. It's like a sword, man. Double-edged sword that cuts in, and when it comes out, it still cuts you. How many times have people been here, or you've been somewhere, and people will come to me and say, you know, I don't know if my wife called you up, but you were talking about me this morning, and I don't even know the person. I said, I don't even know your wife. Why? Because during the services, the Holy Spirit is ministering. He's convincing. He's rebuking, he's exhorting with long-suffering, and he brings people to a decision. Because during the teaching, there's prophecy, word of wisdom, and word of knowledge going out by the teaching of the word of God. And God is working in the hearts, in the lives of the people that are seated here and are invited by the people to come and hear the word of God. And yet they think it's you, and they think it's me, but it's the Holy Spirit. He's the one. He's come to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, the Bible says. And then again here Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, make sure you do that. And then notice the reason for his preaching in verse 3. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Would you say that we're living in that time? I would say so. This is it. He wrote it 1900 years ago, and here it's the effect for us today. Today, we can see this as a prophecy coming to pass. Why? Because churches are closing down. Churches don't want to study God's word. The church is allowing homosexuals to come into the church and be pastors and be elders and be deacons in the church. When the Bible speaks against homosexuality, it's not the person, it's the sin. Adulterers, fornicators, pornographers, drunkards, liars. You see? This is what he's talking about. When the church would compromise, when the church would begin to compromise right before Jesus would come, he says they're going to compromise. And listen, he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound teaching, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, and they will heap up for themselves teachers. They'll say, you know what? You can't really believe the Bible, but you can believe this manual. This manual will tell you the truth. We stick to the Word of God. We don't change the Word of God. The Word of God never changes. People are always trying to change God's Word. And yet, what is Paul doing to Timothy and to us tonight? He is exhorting us about false teaching. There is a time, and I believe this is the time, where the church really needs healthy teaching. Because you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to stand true to the Word of God and defend the Word of God. When people come against it, you will speak God's Word in truth. And then he said this, verse 4. And they will turn their ears away from the truth. I don't want to hear that. They don't like to hear about sin. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear about repentance. They don't want to hear about heaven. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They turn their ears away from the truth. But if you talk about Buddha, and you talk about Muhammad, and you talk about stupidity, they will listen. They will listen. They go, oh, really? Far out, man. That's, wow, that's way out there. Flying saucers, you got to be kidding me. Sad. They will turn their ears away from the truth. And what will happen? Listen. So simple. They will turn aside to fables. What do you mean? Myth. They like stories. They don't like the truth. You know what? We need the truth of God. When someone comes to you and sees something in your life and they tell you it's because they love you, not because they want to condemn you, be open to the Holy Spirit. You see? And it's really important that as you sit here and God speaks to your heart an area of your life that is weak, or maybe you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, correct that. Make it right before the Lord so that God can minister to you and God can bless you and God can baptize you with His Holy Spirit. And you can be powerful through the Holy Spirit to be able to share your faith with others and to pray for others without any hypocrisy, you see, but being in the truth of God. Very important that we take the counsel of Paul right before he dies.
Well, as we go about our daily lives, fulfilling obligations and pursuing dreams, it can be easy to sideline the work God gives us to do, often without even realizing we're neglecting His will. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson was titled Paul's Personal Appeal. If you'd like to get a complete copy with much more teaching, just call us at 800-634-9165. And for a donation of $5 or more, we'll send a copy to you. Now, as you think about how to get back on track with the Lord's plans, we'd like to offer you this 11-message study of 2 Timothy. It's available on either CD or flash drive. Each lesson illuminates what it looks like to walk closely in step with God, trusting Him in trials, serving Him with humility, and eagerly awaiting Jesus' return. To order Rawls' 11-part 2 Timothy series, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you the thumb drive for just $15, or if you'd like, the CD set for $24. Our number once again is 800-634-9165. This resource is also available when you write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. The Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel is a hub of excellent Bible teaching with live-streamed messages as well as podcasts of all previously aired programs. You'll also find podcasts on iTunes and Spotify. And for digital Bible studies and an online scripture reading group, be sure to download our free app. Thank you for your partnership in this listener-supported ministry. You enable us to keep sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with the world. Join us next time as we continue this series in 2 Timothy with even more encouragement to stay the course in your journey with the Lord, not allowing temptations or challenges to deter you from following wherever the Lord leads. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.